Dial Daily Bread, Book 1. Chapter 72. Thank God for love. When somebody important loves you and tells you so, you are flooded with happiness. As a wise writer once said, such love is a precious gift from Jesus. It begins with mother and father loving you. But we are to leave father and mother, and cleave to that other somebody important. Thank God for love. But can you imagine how the biblical Daniel felt when a holy angel from heaven addressed him, "O Daniel, man greatly beloved, individually, especially." At this time, it was Medo-Persian rule. Likely, his three loyal friends of youth, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, were no longer around. We never hear of them again. He was lonely, still in exile, engulfed with perpetual paganism all around him, hated, envied by the leadership of the nation. He probably had no family. He had suffered an intimate personal violence unspeakable for a Hebrew, castrated in his teenage youth, apparently abandoned of heaven as a deserved spoil of divine national retribution. But now an angel as a personal friend, unusual, throws into a conversation parenthetically this tidbit of information, the intelligences of heaven, what Paul calls the whole family in heaven and earth, talk about him behind his back in endearing terms. He means something special at the headquarters of God. They love him as an individual. Daniel's works did not evoke the special affection. It was his faith. He was respected as a kind of hero. When he had prayed with his windows open toward Jerusalem, he had risked his life for devotion to this family in heaven. When he went into the lion's den, it was with a committed resignation, partly in trust that the Lord might deliver him, partly as surrender in case his being devoured by beasts might somehow honor God as with Christians later in the days of pagan Rome. This reliance on God as Father in heaven knit Daniel's soul with that of the Son of God who from eternity had committed himself to be one with us. He was greatly beloved by him, and the angel realized it. "Wait on your knees, wait, I say, on the Lord." The same angel has a word for you, too. Your happiness will lead you to total obedience to all God's commandments, to loving service.